Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm so excited, Laura.
Me too.
I'm excited for a lot of reasons, but y'all already know that. What? This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And we are what? Glad, glad, glad. Okay? So, Laura, I want to start out by saying I didn't flip to my scriptures, but I know you have yours. America, today is my birthday.
Yes! Happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell y'all. It's really August the 28th, but every day is my birthday. And this is my gift this morning because I am living the blessed life.
Yes.
So Laura decided to come in and bless my socks off. And I don't even have no socks on. So Laura, thank you for my gift because when you love someone, you want to make sure that you represent the spirit of love. Because
yes.
God so loved that he what?
He gave.
So love comes with a gift. Y'all see that song, Scott? Good morning, America. We're so excited. So really, we really talk about it all the time, but we really represent it.
Yes.
Because, and I want to tell the world today that we had such an amazing time at our Avatar for Jesus concert.
Awesome.
What you say? Kiki Shears, Byron Holton, Kenzie Wynn, Nick Traylor, Minister Terrence Harris. And I'm telling you, operating under the anointing, y'all better go check out the Facebook page, Marlo Mosey, Laura Kelly, Kathy Stern, all the highlights.
Yes.
And we want to send a special thanks to Sherry Bronson of Bronson Media, daughter of the Most High God. Yes. So, good morning, Kenya Sanchez. That is my sweet sister. We're all doing right together here on the complex. So, y'all got to come and check out Vive by Design, and that is Kenya Sanchez's, she has an amazing business here on this complex. It is a wellness center, fitness, dance, hip-hop, salsa, bachata, Zumba. It's been about a year, Kenya, but I'm doing good. Girl, it's been about a year, but I'm working it out. So that's because we sold out to Jesus, and we sold out to you, too, because we're all doing life together.
Yes.
So we just want to thank God for you. And who you are in our lives, and
that's
we honor you, and we love you, and we thank God for you, because you are amazing. Woo! So I know, I want to tell y'all, I know that I'm sideways, okay, on my phone, but I don't know how to fix that right now. That's the least of my concerns, okay, being sideways on the phone, long as I ain't sideways in life, okay, that's what that was on. Laura, what would you like to thank your people this morning?
Good
our people.
Hello, this morning, I'm
going to
say
good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick Pope. We love you. This morning, first, I want to say buenos dias a toda mi familia. Good morning to all our family. And I just thank God for each one of you. Le doy gracias a Dios por cada uno de ustedes. I thank God for what he's doing in our lives, not just mine, but your lives, for your obedience to him and for you just loving him. And le doy gracias a Dios por cada uno de ustedes y por nuestros corazones en buscándolo a él. And so I just want to say that there's hope with Jesus, okay? In his love letters, which is fire.
What?
Le quiero decir a la gente que hay esperanzas con Dios en su palabra. Y le doy gracias por escucharnos. And we thank every one of you for tuning in to bring God glory and honor and praise. That no matter what season we're in, it doesn't matter what we're going through, what's happening, good or bad, we're going to worship
God.
We're going to read his love letters. And I encourage each and one of you that no matter what you're going through, to hold on to his love letters, his promises, which is alive, you know, and let it manifest and get rooted in your heart. So le doy gracias a Dios que no importa qué estén pasando cada uno de ustedes, que en su palabra lo busquen. Sus promesas son vida, es vida. So le doy gracias. I just thank the Holy Spirit this morning for being with us. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for the beautiful rain. Woo! And I want to thank the Holy Spirit for his word.
Yeah,
which is
leading.
What?
Yeah, come on, Lord.
And I'm just excited.
Yes, I'm going. Go the word of God, fire and rain. But it is.
Good morning
to God be the glory. We're so excited. Can't y'all tell? Good morning, Daryl, on the Laura Kelly Facebook Live. Rick, we love you. We thank God for you. You know, we got to collaborate and get some more life, love, and life and happiness at the Haven.
Yes.
So we want to send our shouts out this morning to our studio audience. Woo! We have our children here this morning that were at the Avatar for Jesus concert. That's right, Summer. Boy, we got Summer got it going on.
Yes.
We have our very own Pastor Betty Burns here in the house, which is my pastor. I tell her she is the facet in my life. Y'all know how the diamond is, so maybe go downstairs and get the diamond. Okay? Every aspect of doing life, it's just such amazing how we have to really know who people are in our lives.
Yes.
And we have to honor them because of the way they're cut.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. And stop trying to change people.
Yes.
Okay? Stop trying to say, well, you need to do this. No, just figure out what you need to do.
Be an example.
Okay?
Leave
really?
Them. Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, but I'm like, Pastor Ben, I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. Okay? Because it's so true. Because people come in their own time.
Yes.
Pray
yes.
for them and keep it moving, church.
Yes.
Because if you are caught up worrying about what other people are doing, then you out of your lane. And I don't know why you don't hear the speed bumps, because I've been hearing them. Okay?
Yeah.
So we have to be encouragers and powers and just lead by example.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And
that's
just
right.
do what God is telling you to do. Don't worry about them other people. Just pray for them and, just, and then believe. You know, it's all about what we believe
that's
and how we impart and how we represent Christ.
Yes.
You know, because we've always represented. But in this hour, God is calling us to represent.
Yes.
Because of the times of dispensation.
Yes.
We're living in different times. I want him to deal with me like he dealt with Abraham, but not the same way. But I want that same God.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
And
what
ever,
you
and ever,
say,
and ever,
Laura?
And ever.
Laura, I'm going to let you do the, and we want to send our shouts out. We hadn't seen this man in what? About 30 days. This was Jack Ortiz of Jack Art Gallery. It's a house. Dalise, thank you. Dalise, okay, for sharing Mr. Jack with us today.
Yes. And I'm happy that Miss Ferry won the gift.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
Yes,
like,
she got his art.
Oh,
the anointed art picture.
She did. what was it, the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Yeah. Miss Ferry, she worked
she
that out.
She got the most tickets to the Avatar book.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the next time we're doing an event, you guys get your tickets.
Yes.
This is real. This is kingdom business, kingdom work. It's all about our communities and our youth and our family.
Yes. And I was so blessed this morning that the children say that last night they were having Bible study. They were reading Proverbs. So praise God.
Good morning, Traylon, my nephew of the Most High God.
Yes.
I love you, Traylon. You are everything. Yes. So I just pray that you will be able to hear what God is saying to you today about, and you want to talk about the topic this morning?
Yes. The topic this morning
Tell us,
is
Laura.
Purify our motives.
Yes.
Heart detox.
Yes.
Woo! Woo!
We are detoxing hearts.
Yes.
So I pray that you guys will get on this movement from the kingdom about detoxing your heart.
Yes.
Because when we purify our motives, which your motive is your heart, because the word of God, I'm telling you, when I was really studying last night, and you know how one scripture references and leads to the other scripture, I said, well, I felt like God was backing up God.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that is so awesome how one scripture. So throughout this whole book of what? Love letters, which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre.
Fuego. Woo! We believe in America. God is backing up himself. So you got to make sure that if you are representing Christ, you backing up God too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we're in this ever so dark world, but I tell you what, I really enjoyed Kiara Shears this weekend because this lady really ministered from her heart.
Yes.
And when you are in that type of setting and that type of industry, you have to have a pure motive.
Yes.
And I thank God for putting this in our spirits today to really talk about to the world, because I believe that even in our church families, we have wrong motives. And we have to get them purified.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do that, and the word purify, of course, everyone knows is to purge or to cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever is in us, it's just like, you know, everybody's on this life thing about the detox. I mean, me myself, too, because I got my little drink right here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm detoxing my body. But most of all, I need to be more concerned about detoxing my heart. And when we do that, we purify our motive.
Yes.
Because your motive is what really drives you. It's the drive behind the drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we can come in looking one way, but right back here, we got another motive.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, America. Can I get an amen on
amen.
This right here? Can I get an
amen,
some people? Because God is seriously talking to us about that, because a motive is the underlying reason for any action,
mm-hmm. yes.
whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Yes.
That's what, and you have to check yourself. Y'all know that song, Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself? Good morning, Dolly. Summer, you want to reach around and get her this chair? Okay, so we asked Jesus for purchase of some property, because we need a whole show case
yes,
for the
yes,
show,
because yes.
we are decreeing and declaring
yes.
that in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
So we're talking about purifying our motives, the heart detox.
Yes.
That's the topic today, and we just spoke about what purifying was, which was a cleanse or a purge. Also, what a motive is, and a motive is a underlying reason for any action. So we're going to go to the Word of God this morning, Laura,
okay.
which is in Proverbs 16:2. Please write these scriptures
yes.
down.
Yes.
Please share this video so that people can hear what God is saying, all of your friends.
Yes.
So if you're on our live this morning and with Summer's Facebook friends, share this, because that's each one reach one.
Yes.
So if we can really understand what social media is really about,
yes.
it's not about the dumb stuff and the drama. It's really not. But people do make it about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to make an impact here. What God is calling us to do and to be. So go ahead, Laura Kelly.
And I just want to thank every one of you for your patience with me. I'm learning and growing just like everybody. So I'm going to try to slow down on the Word of God, love letters, which is fire, so y'all can really, really, really get the revelation and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, of what He's trying to speak to us, so the
mm-hmm.
the cleansing of the heart of the Spirit, you know, will grow in us.
Right.
To make a difference in people's lives and to be effective in the kingdom of God, for His will to be done. And I'm just excited, y'all. I'm so excited. So God's love letters, which is fire.
Woo!
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to bring revelation and manifestation in our hearts with your word. Espíritu Santo, le pido que siga manifestando su palabra en nuestros corazones to bring you glory and honor and praise, para traerle a usted toda la gloria. And it says on Proverbs 16, verse 2, it says, all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes,
oh, now.
But the Lord weighs the spirits. And Proverbios 16:2 dice, todos los caminos del hombre son limpios en su propia opinión.
Woo.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Now listen, we don't even really have to go to another scripture. We got plenty, but we really, with this one, this scripture here at Proverbs 16:2, the simplicity of it is God is really dealing with man and the behind-the-scene man, not the body, the mortal. We're talking about the spirit, okay? So the Word of God says all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And another interpretation here says all a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord, because the human heart is very deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's very deceitful, because we're talking about the human heart. We're not talking about the spirit. That's why you have to really learn to stay in the spirit, because when you stay in the spirit, you don't have nothing hidden. You don't have no hidden agendas, because you only want what God wants, whether it's for you or the person you're next to or the person in your family or your life, your marriage, your children. And I'm telling you, America, we really have to get out the big magnifier, and these right here are magnifiers. They help us open it up.
Yes.
So get you some and look inside yourself and see what is really going on in your heart, because I'm telling you, a lot of times we are in this body. We are a human being. But you got to learn to tap more into the spirit of who you are, because that's really who you are,
mm-hmm.
and not allow what everybody else around you are doing, how they're doing it, when they're doing it. And, you know, that's that. I love it when someone reminds me that's that block 25 and block 27.
Yeah.
Because you got to know the people on, when you on block 25, you over here with the Lord, and you looking down there at Block 27. Y'all know we be teaching on that. Okay, Lord, we're going to talk about it again today. And they down there on Block 27 and look like they got it going on. Just like, remember, in the Word it says that the enemy comes like a roaring lion, but he not. He just toothless. He ain't got nothing going on. He just looking like that. You got to be careful of what your eye gates, your ear gates, what's coming out, what's going in, what you're hearing. You got to be really careful in this hour, America, because that will increase your motives. So we're going to hear God back up God right here in Jeremiah 17 and 9. Ready, Laura? Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 17, 9.
Yes.
God's love letter, which is
fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts and bring new revelations, Father, in your word. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones y te damos gracias por las cosas nuevas. And it says, the heart is deceitful above all things.
Yes.
And desperately wicked. Who know it?
Hey.
Engañoso es el corazón. Mas todas las cosas es perverso. ¿Quién lo conocerá? Y eso es Jeremías 17:9. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Jeremiah 17:9 really just backed up Proverbs 16:2. So that's God backing up God. That's all we're talking about. Okay. So I'm telling you, when we can easily fool ourselves. You know, do y'all know that there's people out there for real, America? We're just bringing awareness of the depth of our thinking, that people really believe they own lies. Really, they do, which I think in the world they say that's a pathological liar. So you got to be careful of who you are allowing yourself to connect with, because, I mean, really, because people are, they believe, they talk themselves into a place that they're not, and it's not reality. But they will convince you that it is, and when you get into what we call doing life with these people, and their life opens up, and you be like, what the what?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you said. Yeah. That's why you got to stay in the spirit, so that you can hear what God is telling you, because a lot of times, and you know what I found in this last just 2 weeks of walking even closer with the Lord, I found out that a lot of people, they see, they want the good prophecy. But they don't want the rebuke. They don't want God to say, hey, that's not what that is, and you need to watch that. Or you don't need to go over there, because I'm telling you not to do that. But we be like, but God, that's my girl. God, that's my dude. That's just like doing life with them, and we have so much fun. That's that Block 27. And you got to be very careful in this hour who you are allowing yourself to attach to, because you got to remember it's always a spirit, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. We are spirit, and we're led by spirit. So you want to make sure that you are connected with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because when God gets in your life, there's some stuff you want to do, like busting people in the back of the neck. I'm trying to tell y'all that you're not going to do it, because the Holy Ghost is going to be like, what? Really? Really? You know, that's not even, that's the old person. And what's so sad about that old person, it'd be right there to jump back on you.
Yes.
And make you be the puppet. And you'd be like, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that.
Yes.
And then a spirit of grief comes on you.
Yes.
And then you got to fight that spirit off, which is probably about seven more of them, which is called the legion, to just get back where you left off. People and things are not worth that.
Yes.
Check your heart, America.
Yes.
What you got to say about that, Laura Kelly?
Well, you know, as I was reading the scriptures, and also, you know, God purifying our motives, you know, heart detox, I was getting a lot of remembrance from my beginning in my walk with God. You know, the scriptures that he gave me in the beginning, you know, one of them was Samuel 16, verse 7, where it says, man looks at the outside appearance, but God looks at the heart. And what God was telling me, you know, I want your heart, I want your heart. People are looking at your outside, but I want your heart.
Right.
And I was like, okay, Lord, I'll give you my heart, which is, you know, my mind, my spirit, everything, you know. And I'm getting remembrance of where I used to be with God, you know. As I continue to fall in love with him and read his love letters, you know, I have made so many mistakes. I've stumbled. But the beautiful thing about God, when you give him your heart, you get right back up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read his love letters and they start getting rooted inside of you and they start manifesting, because it's been a process and I'm still, you know, growing and learning. But once you let the Holy Spirit and you fall in love with God, transformation and change is gonna kick in, you know. You're gonna be like, you're not gonna think the way you used to think and curse people out and talk about people and just be lost with the world. You're gonna start standing in the Word of God and say, you know what, that's not right. And you're not going to be comparing yourself, because I used to compare myself to other people, like, I'm going to church, and I'm this, and I'm that. And you know what? I was still struggling. I'm no better than anybody else. But it was where I was at. But now it's looking back and looking at where I'm at now. Now I have, God has done, is still doing a construction in my heart, that my heart now, when I see people struggling, when I see people in bondages, when I see people hurting around the world, children, moms, dads.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to pray. I say, God, you're God Almighty. You know, your way of thinking, you start changing, and you want to intercede for them and not badger them and talk about them, because I've struggled and I've stumbled, and God have mercy on me.
That's right.
So you start getting convicted about what you think or say about others that are struggling, and you start, you know, asking God, what can I do to make a difference, or what can I say? And he goes, go to your love letters, pray for them, speak the word of God, you know, which is his word, his love letters, which is fire.
That's right.
And that's where I see the transformation and the change, because I start crying sometimes, like, God, this is too much. And God said, is there anything too hard for me? Because he says in his word, no, there's nothing too hard for him.
Amen.
So your transformation in your heart and your spirit, the way you think, you start changing. And keep going. Don't give up. Don't receive the negative and the lies of the enemy that you're never going to change, that you're never going to be good enough. No, you stay in his love letters. You stay falling in love with God. And then the way you think and speak, it's going to change. It's going to transform. And you're going to be blessed to be a blessing.
That's right. That's right.
So
that's
thank God for the work that he's doing in my heart right now, that he's doing every day. That's why every day when I come to Abba Father every morning, I'm like, God, where am I with you? Where do I still need change? Because I still do, but I'm not where I used to be. You know, I'm growing and learning just like everybody else. And I just ask God to give me his agape love, to let it manifest. So I'll cry out for those that don't know how to cry out. And that's my heart. That's what God is doing with me.
You're fine about it.
Yes.
That's what's so beautiful about that, Laura, because we often pretend as people. We really do. We got to become transparent.
Yeah.
We really do, because especially when we are taking up the cross and we are really representing Christ and we're walking this life out, you know, you can't be in this place to where you have an agenda that is really not a kingdom agenda. Because I'm telling you, what you were saying, explaining from your heart, that you became unselfish. You kind of got a little ahead of me, Laura.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a good thing, because that led up to what God is really saying in this hour to each and every one of us. So we often pretend that we are choosing certain actions for God. We do. Okay, or the benefit of others, when in reality we have selfish reasons. So that's what you were saying. And I'm telling you, believe this, America. God is not fooled by our selfish reasons or self-centeredness. He's not fooled by that. That's why I'm saying we've been coming in one way, making people think or feel that we're this way. And then when those people come into doing life with you, when they open that life up like an egg, they'll be like, that's not who you tried to be, because you had a different motive.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are trying to attach to you for a different motive,
right,
rather than love and pillaring and, mm-hmm, you know, whatever they can add to your life. Because people want to hang on to you and take it away and run off with your stuff, America. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
You better know that. But the only way to know that is you have to stay in the spirit.
Yes.
And that's called discernment, which is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
Yes.
So God's going to back up himself again right here in Hebrews 4:12. And that's where we're going. Mm-hmm. Write these scriptures down, America, so you can go back and really hear what God is saying to you. Because God is not playing with us in this hour. He's so serious. He ain't never played with us, but this is really the hour that where he we are going to have an individual revival on each and every person, and we will be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, because we are the church. Because you got so many people running to the building, want everybody to say, girl, I'm in church Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Thursday, all day on Sunday. And then you got hell in your heart, even in the church. You look at rolling your eyes at the people. What is your motive?
And no love for souls.
Yeah, you just, you know, what are you doing? Because only what we do for Christ will last.
That's right.
So, I mean, really, I'm talking to us that be doing that, because these people are watching us, and then you wonder why they're not following you to church. Because we are the church. So you really, you don't even have to be at that building to be at the church, because we have a church right now, America.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. We have church when we're not on this blog radio and when we're not on our Facebook. We have church because that's just who we are. And I know people get tired. When you come around me, you're probably going to be like, oh, my God, here them girls come. They just rap. Oh, I don't know if I'm ready to hear that today. They too loud. Oh, my God. They too. Yeah, oh, my God.
There they go again.
Well, you better go the other way, because that's just what that is, because we sold out. Okay, not just for me, but for the community, because we're seeking him. What do you want us to do? Who do you want us to bless? Well, it's not a self-motive.
Yes.
We really are, because we have to empty out so that God can refill us.
Yes.
And I love it when Laura talks about we just get in the Word, we read it, and we hold on to it for ourselves. We be what? Glutton the Word.
Glutton.
You just blowing up like a fat rat in the Word, and you ain't out there giving it to the people.
Yes.
You know, winning souls.
Yes.
So we have to get serious about this thing called living life for Christ.
Yes.
We really do, but it's all about our hearts, because that's what God is like. He's checking us out.
Yes.
So God, I'm telling you, go ahead and Hebrews 4 and 12, Laura.
Hebrews 4 and 12. God's love letters, which is fire.
Woo!
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. And it says, the word of God is quick.
Come on now.
Quick. And powerful. And sharper than a two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And of the joints and marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts.
Come on.
And the intents of the heart.
That's it.
Hebreos 4:12. Porque la palabra de Dios es viva, es eficaz y más cortante que toda espada de dos filos. Y penetra hasta partir el alma y el espíritu, las coyunturas de los tuétanos y discernos los pensamientos y las intenciones del corazón. Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So, really, that's God backing up God when he's talking about our thoughts and our intents, because he said it right here in Hebrews 4 and 12 that for the word of God is such, it's quick and it's powerful. It really is. And I just really don't want you to examine. Do you really know in this hour that how powerful the word of God is and how it can really be effective in your life? Because I'm telling you, America, as humans, we are in the flesh. We're just, you know, when you look at us, you see the flesh. But who are you really? We are really spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, as flesh beings, we can operate from a variety of motivations, really. So often they're negative, pride, anger, revenge, jealousy, entitlement, and the desire of approval. I'm telling you, can all be a catalyst to our actions. Any motives that originate in our sinful flesh is not pleasing to God. It's really not. So you have to really check yourself. Check your heart. What are your real motives? Are you really saying, waking up every day saying, Lord, I just want to be a blessing. I just want to, you know, first of all, a lot of times we can get in the presence of people, and sometimes we don't have to say a word. We can really be who we're called to be. Just be a beacon of light, you know. Because the word of God is hope, but hope can be in us.
Mm-hmm.
We can be the people that can make a change in one person. That's why we love the anthem of the each one, reach one. Because if you reach one person a day, it's 365 days in a year. That's 365 people that you have reached. Mm-hmm. And then let's do the math. Times 10 in 10 years? Come on. Because really, remember our topic last week? We can populate heaven while on earth.
Amen.
We really can. And that's what we talked about last week. We teached on, are you populating heaven?
Yes.
Which is, are you winning a soul? So we really got to hear what God is saying to us in this hour. He is so serious about what we are doing and what we're not doing.
And I want to thank God for my spiritual daughter, our spiritual daughter, Dayshiana, because she's been one of my first fruits that we've been doing life 2 years, and she's always bringing souls to everywhere we go.
And she's what, 16?
She's 16.
Yeah.
And there was more that just recently moved out. There was like five or six new kids that, you know, she's bringing them to church and she's singing. And I just thank God for her that she's reaching out to many, not just one, but many. So I'm excited about what God's going to do in her life.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And
that's really
and
what
each
it's all
one
about.
That's here today, you know.
That's really what it's all about.
They've been up since early. And then they were praying last night. They were reading the scriptures. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus, because you never know that one of them could be the next Billy Graham
that's
or the
right.
next. Marlomo C,
that's
Pastor
right.
I mean, you never know how many they're going to reach out, and that's how we populate heaven
that's
here
right.
on earth.
That's right. We really have to get serious about that, because I love it when we're in the Word of God and He's asking us questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we doing? Are you in a heart detox? Check your motive. We got to get into a place of purifying, and we kind of got the notes in the back. I always kind of get ahead of myself, but we're going to go to Romans 8 and 8 where God is backing up Himself and talking about what He talked about in Hebrews 4 and 12.
Romans
8 and 8. Yes, Lord. Kelly.
God's love letters.
Which is fire. Woo!
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. And it says, so then, they that are in flesh cannot please God. Romanos 8, 8. Y los que viven según la carne no pueden agradar a Dios.
And that's true. And that's why you have to examine your motive, because if you're going to operate in the Spirit, that is such a delightful place for the heart of God. But if you're going to operate in the flesh, that is not pleasing. And like the Word of God says, it's not. It cannot please God, because that's the flesh. So selfish motives will also hinder your prayers. I don't know if a lot of people really understand the depth of that. Because when you have a selfish motive, even selfish prayers, you know, that's a place of being hindered, because God hears your heart. He knows if you're praying with the intent of love or whatever your motive is, or if it's selfish.
Yeah.
And then you get mad at God when the prayer don't manifest.
Mm-hmm.
You do. And then you get mad at the people in the church and when the people of God speak over you, you know, and tell you, listen. Whatever God is saying at that time for you, and when you think it, when it don't manifest, when you think it should, you have to occupy until He comes.
Right.
And you
yeah,
have to know what
right.
you're doing.
Keep
if you're
going.
Doing things of the Father, then God got you.
Yeah.
He got you anyway, because the Word of God says He reigned on the just and the unjust. But what I'm saying is when you hinder that, you hinder your prayers, because we get into this place of being so selfish and worried about what we got going on, and not what it is, what God is saying in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how we can collectively come together and be the each one, reach one, and have the right motive about that person's soul, because that's really what it's all about.
Yes.
You know, getting that person to where you can seed into them. And they don't always have to be finances. And of course, like the Word of God said, money answers all things. Okay, it does.
Yes.
But sometimes people just need you to listen to them,
mm-hmm.
you know, or sit down and have lunch with them. Making time for what you value. So what are you valuing? Are you valuing the soul of people? So you have to ask yourself, you know, I want to take this, I want to spend time with this person or people as a body, and just sometimes be in the midst of and shifting the atmosphere and being what God is calling you to be that day. And, you know, I hear all this stuff about it, and I've been hearing it all my life, but I learned that it was a lie. when people tell you that tomorrow not promised. Well, America is promised. Okay, because until Jesus comes, you better get ready for tomorrow.
Yes.
Now, you don't want to worry about tomorrow, because the Word of God says tomorrow got enough worries of its own.
That's right.
You don't want to worry about it, but you want to prepare. God, you know, seek God in that day. So in this day, we're saying, Lord, you know, we're in this day, but what do you have for us in the new day? You know, what do you want us to be? How do you want to, you know, what? So God asks you questions. You can ask him questions. You really can, because he's your father. There's nobody even in the natural sense that don't ask their own father questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do, that's something ain't right. Don't do that. Something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't want to be in this place of being dysfunctional.
Yeah.
And in a place of intimacy, because that's really the key.
Exactly.
When you get into a place of being intimate with God, you hear him.
Yeah.
And when he began to reprimand us in the spirit, because so many times, just in the last couple of weeks, I wanted to do things in the natural, and Holy Spirit said, no, because I'm building some character in you.
Yes.
Ma'am, I need you to stay over there. Don't go over there. Yeah, you better stay over there and hear what I'm trying to tell you, because I'm not going to be able to help you in this next place.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know what I'm saying? Or fulfill you, because you're not even hearing what I'm talking about in this place.
Yes.
So we have to really be mindful of that, what God's telling us, because our hearts are so deceitful.
Yes.
And that's what the Word of God is telling us. And all these scriptures we have, the Word is telling us, we have selfish, unpurified motives.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to detox our hearts, America.
Mm-hmm.
We really do, so that we can purge all that stuff out. Get rid of that. Give it to God. Let him work with it. Because when we try to work with it, that's stack on top of stack,
yes.
Stack on top of stack, and then you got to fight out of that place. So what would you like to say about that, Lily, this morning?
Well, I always get flashbacks, you know, because I remember in the beginning when I was a baby Christian, how I was trying to change everybody and my husband, you know, and he was still here on earth. He needs to change. This is wrong. He's wrong here, and they're wrong. But God was like, I'm dealing with you. You got a lot going on. You need to change your ways, your thoughts, your
intent.
Yeah. And I was so busy, blinded, you know, because I was growing, didn't know where I was going yet. But what's so beautiful about God is one day I was in the bathroom and I was looking in the mirror and God spoke to me. He goes, stop talking about your husband. Stop talking about your kids and people at church. He goes, look in the mirror. I want you. I want you to look where you at with me. And then he started showing me some things about me that I was struggling with. This is where I'm dealing with you. And until I have your heart,
come on,
I can, like you say, you handle your own prayer.
You do.
and I finally said, I started crying. I said, okay, then deal with me, you know, help me, start. You know, and that's how I talk to God, you know. But it's like, turn on some worship music and talk to him,
come
you know,
now.
And keep going to Bible studies. Susan will come pick me up to go to cell groups and prayer and prayer and prayer, Friday morning prayer, 5 a.m. As I continue to seek God and give God all my heart, you know, every day, every morning, and through my ups and downs, that's where the change, the transformation, and I stopped focusing on others and started focusing on me, where I'm at with God. Am I pleasing God? Where I need change, you know, and still, you know, but I'm not where I used to be.
Come on now. We got a long way to go, America. We do, but getting into that place, knowing that we have to detox our hearts. I can't believe a Facebook family that the people just calling me and I done lost my Facebook Live. Help me, Lord. So I'm going to just be on Laura Page. So that means y'all not watching the show. Can I rebuke y'all right now in the name of Jesus? Okay. So listen, to God be the glory. So that's what I love about the Word of God, because we must consistently evaluate our motives. So every day you got to evaluate yourself. Where am I at, Lord? Where am I not at? What do you want me not to do?
Yes.
What do I not say? Because that was my place of deliverance. It still is, America.
Yes.
Is my tongue.
Yes.
Because I'll be wanting to say some stuff. Now, the Word of God says that the Word is like a two-edged sword, but in James it says the tongue is two. James 3.
Yes.
It says that our tongue, it can be a rudder. It's the smallest member of our bodies, but it's the most powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can elevate or we can destroy people with
yes.
it. You know, we can speak life or we can speak death, because it's in the power of the tongue. So we got to be mindful that we have to constantly evaluate our motives and become willing to be honest with ourselves first and about choosing certain actions. We got to really get, and even as ministers of the gospel, especially the ministers, because you already said, yes, Lord, I will. I will be a messenger, a carrier of the gospel, and we cannot, we can easily get caught up in impure motives. God is not impressed with that. He's just not, because, you know, really, really, because even as people of the clergy or however, but really we're all ministers of the gospel, to be really honest with you. You don't take a title or none of that to talk about the goodness of God. It really doesn't. So one thing is we have to be mindful that we have to check ourselves, because we want to stay in a place of purity, which is purifying our motives. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that when you are praying for people, that's why you got to stay in the spirit, America. Mm-hmm. I almost want to throw this back there and say, just stay in the spirit.
And I like what Paul, he's a minister at City Chapel in Bradford. He says total surrender to Jesus.
You do.
To just turn on some worship music and put on that song, I surrender.
Yeah. That's all. Lord, we'll
and just give it to him. And then God will do the rest. And let him deal with you.
Yeah.
And because I let him deal with me every day, okay?
And that's
the day
true.
We walk.
That's true. I mean,
I look in the mirror every day, okay? I still got some issues. But I'm not where I used to be. But it's a daily walk, y'all.
It really is. And this is a serious topic today.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, because we have to be very mindful that we don't get caught up in all of the things that what they look like and what we think we want. Mm-hmm. We have to check with the Father every day. And that's what Matthew 6:1 tells us, Lord. So we're going to go there. So, Summer, we doing good on our time? Awesome. Five.
Matthew 6:1. God love letter,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. And it says, take heed that you do not your aims before man. Before man. To be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is heaven. San Mateo 6:1. And it says, guardados de hacer vuestra justicia delante de los hombres para ser vistos de ellos. De otra manera, no tendréis recompensa de vosotros, Padre, que está en los cielos.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. So, really, really, we're going to get out now. I hope y'all ready. Okay, Matthew 6:1. It really tells us to be careful. It tells us, be careful not to practice your own righteousness, okay, in front of others to be seen by them. Okay, if you do. Now, this is what I love. It's like, y'all remember that, I'm telling my age, but I don't care because I'm 25 in the spirit. Don't matter. Okay?
I'm your friend. I'm
25. Yeah. How about that? So, y'all remember that that movie, the show that used to come on Lost in Space? Uh-oh. Yeah, I know y'all remember. And remember the robot that would come and he would say, warning, warning, okay? So I felt that in my spirit last night when I was reading this, because I was like, oh, my God, this was a warning.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's so amazing, because if we do not, if we do those things, we will have no reward from the Father. Because that's what that told us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We will have no reward. So I don't know about you, because there are benefits tied to the kingdom. It really is, and I want my benefits daily. I really do. So this is just me. I'm just talking about me. Like Pastor Betty said, I'm just talking about what I'm talking about, because it's the truth. Because those of us involved in ministry must stay alert to this tendency towards selfishness. Because in Christ, ministry began for pure reasons. Through Christ, his heart was pure all the way to the cross.
Yes.
And y'all remember, I know y'all do, 2,000 years ago when Christ was carrying that cross and people were just, and so they were horrible to him. And this amazing vessel died for us. So when you ask yourself, because I'm like did the Lord the mirror thing like Laura did this week, Lord, why people don't like me? Because I just wake up every day and I just want to be a blessing. And I heard the Lord say, Marlo, they didn't even like me. I was like, what? Okay. And you died.
And they went around doing good.
Yeah.
10:28.
Yeah. And really, we have to get out of ourselves because
yeah.
it ain't about us.
It's not.
And who cares if people don't like you? Who cares?
Yeah. And I'm in a point with God that I just want to please him. It's like, God, okay, I got to get the flesh side. But you want to please God.
But you do. You really do. But you really have to ask yourself
yeah.
that, because if you notice as you, as the Lord continue to elevate you in life, because when you're hanging out with the Lord, you will be elevated because he's the elevator.
Yeah.
People will not care for you. And then that's okay because, see, you got to look back and see what happened when we all want to be sold out for Jesus, and then we want to, y'all remember the WWJD? What would Jesus do? Y'all remember that? Come on now. We really need to bring that back because we really need to think about it because we be trying to do what we trying to do and then say, we're not teaching. I found out that we acting what? Crazy. No. What would Jesus do?
Yes.
Jesus would go over her rock and sit down a minute and write in the sand. Y'all remember when Jesus would take a time out and he wrote in the sand because he wanted to probably tell the people. You know, he did tell them, you would have seen cast the first stone.
Yep.
And they all threw down their stone.
Yeah. Quick, too.
Yeah. And told the lady, now, honey, go and sin no more. Because all them people were, they are stone throwers. See,
yeah.
I know we taught on that.
Yeah.
Are you hiding
Woo.
Your hand? Are you throwing
Woo.
Stones at people?
Yeah.
Breaking glasses and hiding your hands. Who does that?
Yes.
Okay? The selfish, judgmental people in the world. But it's okay because when we keep it moving, because if you said, okay, Lord, I'm going to serve you, wave the white flag, I'm going to be in ministry,
yeah.
I'm going to be serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords,
Lord.
And I'm sold out to
yeah.
Jesus, and we be hearing Hezekiah Walker, I'm sold out. Yeah, we be all up in it. My mind is made up. And that's what it takes. It's a made-up mind. That's your motive.
Yes, that's right.
You know, because I love this part in the song where it says, I'm all filled up, no vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have no vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You got to be full of the Holy Ghost. Because when you're full of the Holy Ghost, your motives are pure.
Yeah.
They're not self-centered. Because so many times, you got to know the difference, and you get caught up in that thing. And I'm telling you, that's why the Word of God is warning us, even as leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be very careful to not be quickly diverse in selfishness, because we must guard our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Proverbs 4:23 talks about, guarding our hearts. How much time we got, Summer? All right, we can talk a little bit more about the goodness of God.
Right.
So, what does that say, Laura?
Okay, Proverbs
4:23.
Proverbios 4:23. God's love letters.
Which is fire.
Yeah.
Woo!
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre.
Es fuego.
And it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues
Come on.
Of life. Proverbios 4:23. Sobre toda cosa, guarda tu corazón, porque él mana la vida.
Hallelujah.
De hermana la vida. Gloria a Dios.
And when God says that to us, out of the heart flows the issues of life. So really, how you living? How's your life? You know, because that's where, at the end of the day and at the end of the life, that's where God going to be checking you. He's going to be checking us. So now let me check it out, because the Word of God tells us there's a book, and our name is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end of what God is calling us to be, we got to give an account.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that people just lackadaisy walking through life, la, 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 I got time. We don't know today. That's why God specifically did not allow us to know, because y'all know I have an appointment book, and people be trying to change that appointment. In our reality, if you know the day or the hour that God was coming for you, you'd be trying to change it, right? But in our reality, we're not supposed to know. But if you are in this place for living for Christ and you sold out, and when Christ do come for you, that's the best day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because life really begins,
yeah.
And it begins for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
But you are already in eternity. So why are you tripping? Why is everybody getting so upset? Why is everybody so sad? Because when you cross over, you are in the face of the king.
Woo!
Yes, and I told my daughter the other day, I was like, girl, you better be glad people in heaven can't see you because, yeah, because if I see you down here crying, I might come down here and bust you in the back of the head. I'm going to get you to break dance and say, yes, because that is a glorious time.
Woo!
We got it all confused. We really do because the Word of God tells us that's when we rejoice.
Yes.
We celebrate.
Woo!
And when children are born, we are supposed to cry. But we be happy when the children are born and we cry when the people go. But we just got, we really do. And we got to really understand what God's telling us. And we got to get it together here and now. Because I'm telling you, that's when the transition of this earth is going to shift. When we really have the heart to already knowing that we are eternal.
Yes.
We really are. And I love it. That's why you guys got to come to the New Wine Empowerment Group.
Woo!
We get all that meat of the teachings. And I got some tapes right here. So who want a tape? Who want a tape of the New Wine Empowerment Group teaching?
Woo!
You can get this tape. Just tell me right here. I want it. I want a breakthrough. I want some revelation knowledge. Because I'm telling you, it's nothing like revelation knowledge. And in this hour, God is downloading so many secrets.
Mm-hmm.
To his amazing men and women of God. And we got to know what to do with those secrets. When he downloads them in us, it's just, it's a wealth of information. So I'm just elated, and I thank God every day about my diamond and facets in my life and the teachers and the amazingness and being connected because, see, God knew I was ready for that. Because, see, we can't be not honoring and pillaring the people that God put in our lives. We got to show them every day how amazingly awesome and important they are to us.
Yes.
We really do. And if you're not doing that, shame on you, America, because you want somebody to do it for you.
That's right.
Why we said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We got to do that because I'm telling you, 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4, it tells us so much about our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So can you read it to us, Laura?
Yes. And it says, verse 4.
1 Thessalonians 2 and 4.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it says, God's love letters, which is fire.
La palabra de Dios es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones.
And it says, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, do not as pleasing men.
Come on now.
But God, which tries our heart, sino que según putimos aprobados por Dios para que se nos confiase el evangelio. Así hablamos, no como para guardar a los hombres, agradar a los hombres, sino a Dios, porque prueba nuestros corazones.
Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4 tells us, our purpose is to please God.
Mm-hmm.
And not people.
That's right.
He alone, all by himself, examines the motives of our hearts.
That's right. That's right.
Okay? And God is interested in our motives more than he is in our actions.
Yes.
Okay? Because we could be saying one thing and doing another.
That's right.
And then
that's
because
right.
we're trying to be like the little puppets and pleasing people and going through the motions and want people to see us. Oh, you see me? I'm over here. I got it like this. This is what I'm doing. I preach this word and, you know, and ain't nobody ain't nobody leaving no different than when they came. No, this is the hour that you really need to examine your congregation.
Yes, yes.
You really do because if you are preaching and you got fire in your belly and power, people need to be really different than when they came.
Yes.
Because when you are in the presence of God, you cannot leave the same.
That's right.
So
that's
it's God showing up. Because really, God has to be in you.
Yes.
And people just get it all confused in this hour about doing church.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the church.
That's right.
Because when we leave, the Spirit leaves.
That's right.
And when we come back, the Spirit comes back because it's in us. It's not in those brick walls. It's not in the pews.
That's right. That's right.
It's not even in the pulpit seats.
That's it.
It is in you,
that's
America.
Right. That's
and if
right.
the Word of God is in you, when you walk in the atmosphere, it should shift. It should be a paradigm. That's why you got to know your assignment and take it seriously because I'm not going to show up at the King's Aid Worship Center and not be like, good morning, everybody. We are here.
Happy.
Yes. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes. Let's get busy praising God.
Yes.
Really, we have to know that. That is our assignment because,
yes.
I mean, I'm not going to go to no dead church.
Yes.
And when I get in there, it's dead. I'm going to do like Maria. Because if you in there, it shouldn't be dead.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I'm just excited to be talking about this today because we need to bring awareness because God put this assignment on our hearts today. We really got to check, purify our motives because we are in a place to where we need to be doing a heart detox.
Yes.
Detox your heart. When you detox your heart, you can detox your mind.
Yes. Yes.
And when you detox your mind, then you detox in your walk.
Yes.
You're walking different, you're looking different, you're acting different. And I went to it was almost like family reunion, but it was a funeral today. And everybody's like, why you look so young? I was like, because I'm in the kingdom. Hello. And I am 25. Y'all think I'll be playing. I'm serious. In my spirit, I am. Even my 27-year-old daughter was like, Mama. But you're right, though. That's what she said. She had to tell me. But you're right, Mom. I said, yeah, because you got to profess it.
Yes.
If I'm speaking like to me, I can speak like to you.
That's right.
It's so automatic.
That's right.
You know, well, I can't be speaking death to myself and then speaking life. That's like ham with no burger and Kool-Aid with no sugar. That don't even go together.
And a taco without no meat.
And a taco.
Without no meat.
Come on now. Yes.
Have the meat.
Come on, Lord. We got to close down with this. We got to come in with the grand finale of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5 says, tell us, Lord.
Woo!
Woo! Hallelujah.
Here we go.
1 Corinthians 4 and 5. I hope y'all are writing these scriptures down, but you guys can always go back and look at
Very
the video.
Good.
Please share the video so somebody else can be empowered and inspired today.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5.
Yes.
God's love letters,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. And it says, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things
of
darkness.
Hallelujah.
And will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man praise of God, have praise of God. Así que no juzgues nada antes el de tiempo, hasta que venga el Señor, el cual alacará también lo ocultó de las tinieblas.
Hallelujah.
Y manifestará las intenciones de los corazones, y entonces cada uno recibirá su alabanza de Dios.
Gloria
a
Dios.
Dios.
Yes. And all that say in America is, when Jesus come again, because he coming, as a matter of fact, he on his way, okay, he will bring the light. Okay? So what is hidden in darkness, and he will expose the motives of the heart.
Yes.
That's a wrap, and that's the truth, which is the gospel. And I'm telling you, America, God is so serious about the heart.
Yes. Yes.
And he really is calling us into a place of a heart detox.
Yes.
So it's okay to detox your bodies, but if you got a jacked up heart and a cute body, come on, America.
Mm-hmm.
That don't. And God is not pleased with that. Because he don't care about none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I'm going to speak personally and tell you why I'm detoxing my body, because I want to live to be doing the work of the Lord.
That's right.
That's the reason. And then, I mean, we all want to look our best, too.
That's right.
I mean, really, we do. And it's okay. But that's not my motive.
That's right.
So you got to check your motive, because I'm not trying to get the attention of no people.
That's right.
Because what I found is that people let you down every time.
Every time.
You trying to be over here sold out, trying to look this way for a certain people instead of yourself. No, really.
Yes.
And then them same people going to be looking the other way when they done looking at you. And that's the truth. And I think that we really all need to really have a appetite for truth. Because the word of God says it is the truth that will make us free. And I don't know how you want to be made today, America, but I want to be made free. And then here's the big question, America, for you to, we're going to close out with this one, with our prayer. So you have to really take the time to not only know about freedom, but staying free is the key. It's the antidote. Because a lot of people can get free, but they don't know how to stay free.
That's it. That's it.
So you want to ask God, listen, because you get with the Creator. He created you. He's way more than a creator, but he did create you. And you get with him because he knows more about you than you know about yourself.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So you go and you ask him, God, help me, Lord. I need your help today. Because I don't know how to do this on my own, because every time I do it, I mess up. Or it may look like it's working, but it really ain't. So you got to deal in truth and hear your own heart. And then that way, when you're set free, you can help other people be free.
Right.
Because that's
right.
really our assignment.
Yes.
That's our assignment in life. I don't know what other stuff you got going on. Detours and saying that we got to. I mean, we had this big major concert this weekend. We thank God for Kira Shear being in the house. It was so awesome. And that was an assignment. But the real assignment was the youth.
That's right.
Because we would have been affected with Kiki or without her. But we wanted the youth in this hour to know how they were, how important they were to us, to be able to bring someone in of that caliber to minister to them and to let them know how important they were. And I have a question for the youth right now before we close. Did you all feel important to have a well-renowned gospel Grammy Award-winning artist in your presence ministering and singing to you?
Yeah.
You did? Really? Are y'all half asleep?
They've been up since early.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to speak for the kid and me. Okay. Because I was so excited. I was like sold out, me and Laura. We was like at the concert like we used to be when we was in the world. Because we was at the concert in the world, America. And we were sold out to them concerts.
That's right.
And buying tickets in America. I have another question. Why y'all don't want to buy nothing for the kingdom? I be looking on all of these because y'all know we do social media because we have to keep up with what we're doing in ministry. But when you turn the page and you say, well, they just sold 59, 89 million tickets to see Chris Brown. And that's okay.
For a Cowboys game.
Or, yeah.
Woo! Cowboys,
oh, right my now.
God.
And really, that's okay. But what are you doing for Christ? Because only what you do for Christ will last.
That's right.
So nobody wants to fund the kingdom, support the kingdom. And I'm not saying nobody, but there's a lot of nobodies than it is somebody. Because there are a few people that say, hey, whatever it takes, I just want to support the kingdom.
Right.
I want to
right.
support the children. I want to, and then there are like 80% of people in the world. We're just talking about people in the world. And that's just the question. What are we doing? Because you got to make sure that your seed is in fertile ground. And that's how the harvest comes. But nobody thinks about it when they go to Walmart. Y'all don't know what those people are doing, but you're judging the people in the church. I don't know what they do with my money. Well, paying a light bill, water, and some of us pay the pastor because he's the servant that God has assigned to your house.
That's right.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now, but it's all right
because
y'all know
I'm
not doing like the people. I'm hearing the heart of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We got to really stop doing that and be able to hear what God is saying to you. You know, but God may tell you today, just go to the dollar store and just hang out and see who I want you to be a blessing to today.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are, oh, I ain't got time. I got to go over here. I got to be. See, now you done aborted the assignment already in your heart. Because if it's not in your heart, then it ain't going to be beneficial to the kingdom anyway.
That's right.
Because now you're trying to do something people see you doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to check our motives. We got to purify our hearts and have a heart detox. Put all the right ingredients in this word, which is the love letters, which is what? Fire!
Fire.
So ask God.
Yes,
that's fuego. And Lord, I love how you added that. That's like a cherry on the Sunday. It's fuego. Yes, that's double fire.
Dunamis.
Yes. Power.
Yes.
But I just thank God for, I love having an encounter with the Father.
Yeah.
I do, because when I have a Holy Ghost encounter, it's like, I be like, what? It's like another day already, and it's the same day. It's like a new day. That's just for me. I'm just talking about me, America. Because when I talk about me, people can't say, she's talking about me. Okay, because people do that, and you have to know that. So that's why I use myself and Laura uses herself and what we have went through, because we want to, first of all, be transparent,
yeah,
so that you can know that we're not perfect and yeah, we will never be perfect. We already know that.
Yeah.
But we want to always be in the face of the perfect one.
Yeah.
And that's how we line up, and people are like, oh, y'all just got it all together. We really don't. We're learning and growing every day. Because I tell
real.
You, I struggle with this tongue. Y'all got to pray. Y'all got to pray. Can y'all pray for Pastor Marlowe? Keep her, Lord. Keep her mouth closed. Keep her tongue, because I'm telling you. And I do, because I'm mindful. I stay in the spirit. And that's how I have successful days in the kingdom.
Yes.
Because I stay in the spirit, because I am a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I really am,
yes,
you know. So
yes,
that's how we do that. But
yes,
we're just trying to help somebody
yes
today. We know that the blogs are not going to turn us off. It's okay. But when you are on fire for Christ, it's hard to hit the button. You know, it's
yes
hard to
yes
turn that thing off. But we just want to encourage, and we're blessed to be a blessing
yes
right
we
now.
Are. Yes,
and
we
want to pray for our people today.
Yes, and I pray that every one of y'all will share the video so God will speak to someone out there that's watching, okay?
Amen.
This is how to bring God glory and honor and praise.
Hallelujah.
Father Abba, I just thank you, for this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We just thank you.
Thank
I pray
you
that you continue to purify our hearts, our motives, Father. Continue to do surgery, God,
mm-hmm,
and so we could be effective for your glory, God. And I pray that you touch every person right now that's watching, God, and everybody here in the audience, Father, to continue to let us decrease so you could increase, God. For yesterday is gone. Today we are in need, God,
yes,
and
God.
I thank you
yes
that we have your love letters, which is fire.
Woo!
We have hope. So, Padre, le pido que toque a cada una persona que está viendo ahorita, que le siga limpiando su corazón y su palabra siga manifestando y que les traiga cambio. Le doy gracias que hay esperanzas con usted, Padre lindo. Le doy gracias por la libertad que tenemos en su palabra, en su presencia. And God, I thank you for the liberty and freedom that we have in
yes
your word,
Hallelujah,
in your presence, in your love letters. And we just thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And if there's anybody right now struggling with any sickness or that doesn't know you, that they need to receive salvation, I pray right now, Father, that if they just say, Jesus, come into my heart, Father. I know that I'm a sinner, God. I know that you died on the cross and you rose on the third day. Father, they just come to you and say, here I am. Here's my heart, Father. I pray that you will
yes
manifest and reign in their hearts and be in their life, Father, and give them life, Father, life more abundantly, Father. I pray that you send messengers their way, Father. I thank
yes
you for using us. It's such an honor, Father, to be an example and a light to darkness, Father. And we just thank you. Continue
thank
to deal
you
with us, God.
Yes.
We love you.
Yes,
we
Lord
honor you. And you are worthy to
yes
pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And I pray as the children, the youth go back to school next
yes
week.
Lord.
There's some that are already in school this week. Father, I pray that your fire would just spread. And in the name of Jesus,
yes,
for there
Lord
is power in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Gloria
a Dios. And it was such a great morning this morning, because we just encouraged them to pray, and they prayed for each and every one of you, themselves, their family.
Yeah,
so we're in a position to train up great leaders
yes
in the kingdom of God, because if they're leaders in the kingdom, they can be leading people in the world
yes
and they can be the light.
Yes.
You know, so this is really a serious thing that we really got to know God is pulling on our hearts to do.
Yes.
So I just thank God for trusting us
yes
with the youth and being able to empower them and inspire them, and that they would allow those things to fall off of them, like the things of shame. And because, you know, the enemy will come and say, you know, well, you can't pray. You know, so we kind of had a show before the show
yes
because we wanted them to know we didn't want to talk over them. So
yes
we broke the topic
yes
down and the word of God down so that when we begin the teaching that they would be right here.
Yes, that's right.
So we have to know that that is what we're called to do. So we thank God for our youth. So we want to give our youth a hand. And we want to say thank you to our very special studio audience,
oh, yeah,
Pastor Betty Burns
yes
and Dalise and Jack
yes
Ortiz
yes
are in the house.
Wow.
They've been trying
wow
to get here. They got here today, and we thank God for that. And
all of you
for
too
all of you watching.
You,
and
you,
we
you,
want to
you,
say
you
to
wow
Summer, thank you for
yes
transitioning
wow
and
you,
doing
Summer
what you're called to do to produce our show this morning. And thank you to Summer's Facebook family for watching.
Yes.
We thank you.
Yes.
This is y'all first time. We'll see y'all next Tuesday
amen
at 10 a.m. Okay? On our Mornings at the Mansion show. Next week,
yes,
yes, Friday, and Heart Detox.
Yes.
Detox your heart.
That's
the yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Darlene, Darlene, how's your mom? You're like, let's Pastor Jack. Hi, Mom.
Before,
yes. Praise the Lord. So the fruits of your labor.
Yes.
Yes. I know.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Yeah.
But she's out with the seven on it. That's the cherry on it.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
On the days that I guess they rain, she was there, but we're there with them.
Okay.
But we've noticed that there are about 8 or 9 ladies in that wing, the memory wing. And she's kind of like at the top of the food chain. You know, she's sharper than all the others.
Really?
And she came to us weighing 116 pounds, she weighed 127.
What? Look at that.
Mm. She's doing better, but she has, you know, bad times. She's doing a whole lot better.
Praise the Lord. And it's because of the love.
Yeah, I believe that. Well, we pray with her every night. We don't allow her to watch what she used to watch.
Yeah. Awesome.
Good.
And the news,
yes.
The news in Spanish is very...
Oh, they show a lot of graphic stuff.
Very
oh,
graphic.
My God.
So we don't allow to watch that anymore. We watch maybe an old movie every now and then, but most of the time it's on Daystar.
That's why it's just a date, yes.
Amen. Dude, that's so pivotal.
Yes.
Watching what is coming in your ear,
yes.
And in your eyes and coming out of your mouth.
Yes.
Wow.
She's cool.
Praise the Lord. That's a praise report, Mr. Jack. That's beautiful.
We were hoping, I mean, she was doing so well that we thought, man, she had a moment. But then we think about,
walking out.
There's so many people, elderly, that are lost.
Yeah.
You see it all the time in the news, too.
Right. Well, we're just going to believe, we're going to decree and declare that you guys, God hears your heart, and He is a healer, and she's already healed, you know. And yes, because I'm telling you, Mr. Jack, if you guys already, just from the time that you have encountered with her, in your presence being in her presence, that's intertwining. So that's waking her spirit up, and she's connecting with the spirit in you, both of you, and that's waking her up, you know, and that's a blessing.
And that's going to minister to all the familia.
Yeah.
Later, they'll be like, wow, you know, and they see the transformation.
Yeah. I'm so sad about the family, though, because they basically said, here, you take her.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe on Sundays they would call Saturday.
They take it personal.
That's
beautiful.
That's
beautiful. And we're gonna be praying for you and Jack's strength and more power. Mm-hmm. That's right.
They want to see her.
Come see her. That's right.
Y'all?
Okay, Mr. Jack. Hey,
and y'all,
you ain't coming, huh?
People there too. I bet you. I know you are.
Like yesterday, I came to the realization you have the memory unit here that are losing their mind, and then you go across and you got the people that are dying.
Mm-hmm.